This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday.
Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Looking to invest in Austin? This agent delivers the deals. By Brian Noth. Foodies may know Austin, Texas for its barbecue and Tex-Mex, but real estate investors know it as one of the hottest markets for small multifamily properties and suburban short-term rentals. As an avid investor himself, real estate agent Brian Noth knows which neighborhoods and strategies tend to work well for investors who want to break into the Austin scene. Due to an uptick in buyers, it takes an expert to find the right deals. Noth is the agent who can lead investors toward the real estate equivalent of a local greasy spoon. And everyone knows those places are always the best. Learn more about the particulars of the Austin market in Noth's own words. My real estate background. I've been an investor for many years and a full-time agent for the last 3 years. Last year, my team worked with approximately 250 to 300 clients, 50% or though of which were solely investors. What makes the Austin market unique? Austin is certainly a magnet market for growth with respect to both business and population. This has been highlighted recently, but in truth, the market has experienced steady growth for decades. The geographic location also creates some wonderful natural amenities. The Colorado River cuts through the middle of Austin, creating waterfront allure and a great place to enjoy outdoor activities. The hill country to the west forms stunning hillscapes covered in lush greenery. And, of course, the annual festivals and music scene have quite a following here. What kind of numbers can investors expect in Austin? This varies by location and asset type. Cap rates are compressing quite a bit for single-family homes and small multifamily properties due to rising prices. Rental growth tends to lag, and that creates a disparity in a quickly appreciating market. Rent-to-purchase price ratios of 0.3% to 0.8% are common, while cap rates range from 2% to 6%. It's highly dependent on how each investor runs their numbers and on the respective asset class. For commercial properties, 3% to 5% is a reasonable expectation. How competitive is the Austin market right now? Austin is quite competitive right now, driven by low supply and high demand, of course. Average days on market is 17 to 18 days. Both home buyers and investors typically feel the pressure surrounding newly released inventory. Those statistics run closer to 3 to 5 days on market, and there are often multiple offers over list price, as well as waived contingencies. What do you love about your market? The versatility. You can have the true downtown urban appeal, and within an hour, you can be in the suburbs or the hill country touring wineries. From taco trucks to fine dining, it's all here. What neighborhoods are you most excited about? I have really enjoyed seeing the east side of Austin develop more, bringing in local businesses and nicely finished real estate developments. Another favorite pocket is the corridor between the Apple campus and the Domain. This area is primed for growth, with the fundamentals of infrastructure and employers. I expect it will be a solid top-performing area. What type of properties do you think investors should consider in the Austin area? Whatever matches your comfort level and strategy. This is one of my favorite aspects of real estate investing. There are so many ways to make money. As far as specific niches, small multifamily properties that can be converted into condos and sold as individual units create huge exit strategy potential. Using this strategy switches your potential customer market from investors to home buyers. Similarly, lots zoned for ADU, accessory dwelling unit, developments could have a huge upside for forced appreciation. Which strategies are having the most success in your market? Flips have proven to be very successful for myself and for investors who have systems in place, though the margins are a little tighter right now. As home prices continue to rise, determining the ARV, after repair value, is like hitting a moving target, making it more challenging to know what you can offer. I prefer buy and hold properties for the long-term play. Cash flow numbers are tight in years 1 and 2, but typically look strong in subsequent years. One of my favorite functions of the Bigger Pockets calculator is the number of projections looking out a few years. Short-term rentals have also been strong this year, though more in the suburbs. The city of Austin has homestead restrictions on short-term rentals. What do most homeowners in Austin do for work? Austin has a diverse employment landscape. Tech companies, both large and startups, major suppliers and distributors, medical, universities, production, and more. There's a strong government presence as well. What types of industries are moving into the area, and which are moving out? We aren't seeing much leave the area. As for incoming, the tech sector is seeing the highest growth. With that, we have also seen production and distribution increase as well. How connected are you with professionals that investors will need post-closing? Pretty well connected. Due to the number of investors our team works with, we have quite a few professional connections with contractors, subcontractors, service pros, vendors, property managers, etc. We're always happy to help make introductions for people getting into the market. All right, that's it for this show. But remember, we have a whole library of episodes with timeless information about how to grow your real estate portfolio so you can enjoy the life you were meant to live. Just tap all episodes in your podcast app or scroll back in the feed to check out an older but still evergreen show. Otherwise, dear listener, until tomorrow.